Once again, we can reconnect with this beautiful intuition that has guided us today to this opportunity to practice together. Yesterday, I used the image of stepping stones. Each time that we come to retreat, whether it's a day or an afternoon or a weekend or a longer retreat, it's like we are standing at the edge of a cool mountain stream, drinking deeply, allowing that cool water to refresh the senses, awaken perception, and remind us of this gift of this precious, precious human birth. So we can dedicate ourselves in this last afternoon of practice to be as continuous in our mindfulness as we can. So please join with me. We'll call and response. We'll do the refuges and precepts again. If you feel moved to place your hands in Anjali. Namo tassa. Namo tassa. Bhagavato. Arahato. Samma sambuddhassa.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Arahato.
Arahato.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Arahato.
Arahato.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Samma sambuddhassa.
Buddham saranam.
Buddham saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Dhammam saranam.
Dhammam saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Sangham saranam.
Sangham saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Dutiyampi.
Dutiyampi.
Buddham saranam.
Buddham saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Dutiyampi.
Dutiyampi.
Dhammam saranam.
Dhammam saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Dutiyampi.
Dutiyampi.
Sangham saranam.
Sangham saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Tatiyampi.
Tatiyampi.
Buddham saranam.
Buddham saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Tatiyampi. Dhammam saranam.
Dhammam saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Tatiyampi.
Tatiyampi.
Sangham saranam.
Sangham saranam.
Gacchami.
Gacchami.
Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Weramani.
Weramani.
Sikkhapadam. Samadhiyami
Adinadana
Vairamani
Sikapadam
Samadhiyami
Kamesu
Michachara
Vairamani
Sikapadam Samadhiyami
Musavada
Vairamani
Sikapadam
Samadhiyami
Sura
Maraya
Majapamadatana
Vairamani
Sikapadam
Samadhiyami
Irang me
silang
Magapala
Jnanasa
Pachayo
Hotu.
May our practice of the precepts and our taking of the refuges be the support and condition for our transformation and awakening. appreciate the momentum of your mindfulness practice. See how it gathers and collects the mind so that the mind is increasingly more steady and stable. Use this collected, gathered mind to notice the arising of mind states, habitual patterns of responding or reacting. Is there some leaning forward, some wanting to plan? Just notice that as a form of grasping. Or perhaps there's some holding on. If only this day would never end. So when mindfulness encounters any of these mental states, immediately there is more spaciousness, less identification, and these variations on a theme of clinging or pushing away, they are seen as simply manifestations arising due to conditions, nothing to be clung to as me or mine. If you are encountering one of the hindrances, sloth and torpor, doubt, grasping or aversion, use this capacity of the mind to investigate. What is the energy of grasping? What is the experience of drowsiness? Inquiring, bringing this curiosity and interest. As we bring this practice period to a close, you may want to just notice the momentum of your practice. This mindful awareness illuminates the world that is the landscapes we encounter and also this inner landscape, shining the light of awareness on all aspects of our experience. so that there is an ongoing process of learning and knowing, encountering wisdom. Wisdom is the fruit of our practice, happiness the byproduct of wisdom. So may our practice again be of benefit to all beings in all directions.